From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. For the third year, the Authors in Schools Project is coming to Columbia tomorrow as a part of the Unbound Book Festival. KBIA's Sydney Steele has more.
Middle schoolers will hear author Jacqueline Woodson speak at the Missouri Theater as a part of the Unbound Book Festival. Woodson is a children's and young adult author and will be the keynote speaker for the event. A grant from the Columbia Public Schools Foundation provides Woodson's books to every Columbia middle school and transportation for students to the festival. CPS Foundation Secretary Sally Silver said the foundation provided the grant to encourage reading among students.
So many kids have never really met a real live author. That's pretty exciting, and it makes it real.
The festival Saturday will include more events and presentations for young readers. Sydney Steele, KBIA News.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he's confident Congress will approve a disaster aid package that includes some relief for farmers in northwest Missouri. Blunt was in Jefferson City yesterday to make his annual speech to the State House. He had been in St. Joseph the day before surveying flood damage there. Democrats have held up the disaster relief in an effort to get additional funds for victims of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. Blunt says there's plenty of money already available.
Time to stop playing politics. Get the recent disasters where they also qualify for disaster aid and move on.
Blunt says he has also talked to the Army Corps of Engineers, which is again facing criticism for how it managed the Missouri River during the flooding. Southern Missouri is home to more than 300 black bears, and as spring rolls around, they will be leaving their dens in search of food. KBIA Skylar Navarro has more on an effort from the Missouri Department of Conservation to educate Missourians about safety around the bears.
Every spring, the Missouri Department of Conservation starts its Be Bear Aware campaign. The campaign is aimed at educating Missourians about what to do to limit interactions with black bears. Jill Pritchard is a spokesperson for MDC. She says the best way to avoid the bears is to be aware.
You know, just be aware of your surroundings. You know, if you see evidence of a bear, we encourage to avoid the area. And if you do end up seeing them, leave the bear alone.
The MDC says black bears are a non-aggressive species of bear, and the best way to limit interactions is to put trash and food in sealed containers and make noise when hiking. Skyler Navarro, KBIA News.
A new report finds Missouri voters are often left in the dark when it comes to spending and campaigns. MapLight, a California-based nonprofit, found $15 million came from groups with no direct ties to campaigns. At least 10% of that money came from groups who don't have to reveal their donors. Rob Schaff, son of the former senator, heads the group Show Me Integrity. He says the report shows the need for more transparency.
What we need is for voters to have the right to know where the money is coming from. If you're trying to buy an election or a politician, then voters deserve to at least know who you are.
Three Missouri Senate races in the Kansas City area saw the most spending on the candidate side. Groups supporting Right to Work and raising the minimum wage spent the most on ballot measures. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.